This is Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio WVTF. It's that time on a Sunday morning when vegetarians and vegans and just curious people look forward to hearing from our veggie chef, and Andrea Mattioni Willis is here with us this morning. And you anticipated something at my house, at least this week, because my neighbor came over the other day and handed me all these beautiful squash, and I thanked them, and I said, oh, this is so nice, thank you so much.
Yes.
And then closed the door and said, now what in the heck am I going to do with these? So you have something we can do with our squash, right?
I do.
This is great.
I've got quite a lot myself because, you know, my husband's family grows a lot of stuff, and I'm fortunate to be the recipient of all that stuff. But things do come in large amounts when they come.
Don't they, though?
And so, of course, we are flush with zucchini and yellow squash right now, both of which I love. And so today's recipe, as we stated, will help us use up some of the bounty. It's really light and flavorful, but fair warning, this is not a first date dish. It has a fair amount of garlic in it.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I'm calling this garlic zini linguini. And so to make this dish, which serves about six, you'll need, well, linguini, great northern beans, and the aforementioned zucchini and yellow squash. If you have more of one than the other, you can do all zucchini or all yellow squash. You're just going to need to wind up with about 4 cups of it minced. Garlic. As I mentioned, fresh parsley with stems, fresh cilantro with stems, olive oil, fresh lemon juice, salt, and fresh ground pepper. Now, I should mention, to get all the exact ingredients and measurements, you're going to need to go visit WVTF's Facebook page or WVTF.org.
You're such a tease.
I can't help it. Now.
Or perhaps an expert cross promoter.
I'm trying. And once you have all of those things together, we're going to cook your noodles. And while they're cooking, you can cut up the squash by hand or pulse it a few times in the food processor and set it aside. Then you can take the garlic and the fresh herbs and the same empty processor, food processor, and run it until you have a pesto-like consistency of those herbs and garlic. And then you're going to just saute everything in olive oil, toss everything with your noodles, and I'm not kidding, put a little salt and fresh ground pepper on it to taste, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And you have used up probably about 2 pounds of your squash right there.
Excellent. Okay.
And it's not hard, and it's only a few ingredients. So if anybody has any questions about this or other recipes I've shared, please email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.